Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Little Mix. I'm your host Sam, Sammy Love K, and today I am here with Cool.
Going on.
So I know it's been a minute, it's been a while since I've kind of like put anything out. I have been revamping and I've also been doing a lot as far as like changing. Switching things up, especially like career-wise, that's kind of what I've been up to lately. So I'm kind of, you know, creating a new path for me. Like, obviously, this is the first episode that we've had this year, so definitely this year is going to be completely different. Redoing everything, redoing honestly my life, to be honest. I know that sounds crazy, but it is what it is. What about you, Cool? What you been up to?
Basically same thing, you know, just working, trying to get myself back together.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a Little Mix, so we have to talk about what we're drinking. Me personally, I typically don't drink on episodes. I've done it before and I just get so fucked up to where I kind of like, it's not that I lose what I'm talking about, I just be, I become another person when I drink. I try not to drink on an episode, but I do have one cup right now and I'm going to stick with my one cup. I've recently learned though, I was drinking. This is how I used to drink. I used to drink and I used to drink it because my type of drinks are like fruity, like mixed drinks and very sweet. So, like, whenever I drink, it's like I'm drinking juice, and I drink it fast. And that's why I be getting drunk as hell. So, I recently had somebody say, Ashanti, like, you have to sip your, like, don't drink the whole thing, because that's how you, like, getting fucked up. And I was like, damn, you're right. So, anyway, I am drinking a vodka with, like, mixed mango and pineapple and kiwi, strawberry, a bunch of sweet shit in it.
So. Yeah, I hear it all in your cup.
Yeah, that's what I'm drinking tonight. Again, I'm going to try to keep it cute because, yeah. But anyway, I'm sipping. But I kind of want to get into it too. Just because... Again, that's kind of what I've been doing. Oh, speaking of that, I don't know what is going on with the whole, like, today, I kid you not, I have a six-year-old and a five-year-old, right? Yeah. So I'm doing homework with my son. Why does he have algebra in the first grade?
Whoa.
I'm trying to understand. Like, why is he... Listen.
That's crazy.
When I tell you I be stressed out, I be so stressed out where I'm like, hold on, let me get the homework and go over it first in my mind, in my head, so then I can go over it with you. Because there's no way. It was even to a point before where I had to, like, contact his teacher, like, yo, what is this? Like, what are y'all, you know, what are y'all doing? What kind of curriculum? But I also had to take a step back and realize, like, excuse me, he... goes to an A school. He goes to a really good school. And so with that, I have to know what come with it. And I have to know, like,
it makes this sense.
They're exactly. They're literally setting him up to where he's able to excel in different ways that I've never even learned at that level before. And I've always been in AP classes, all of that. But this level is like, it's beyond. I can't. It took me like, just looking at it, it took me so long to like actually figure it out. And then I was like, all right, cool. Come on, let's do it. But yeah. Anyway, besides that, I kind of want to talk about dating and a little bit more than that as well. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the most important thing to you when it comes to dating? Like, or I should say, like, what's the number one thing you feel like men look for when it comes to dating? Like, what's one of the most important things?
Well, I think really what men really look for is a woman with respect and a woman who know how to carry herself, you know, who know how to just act like a woman, act like she's supposed to act. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. So when you say respect, you mean a woman who's respecting herself or a woman who's respecting you or both?
Well, it goes all the way around. Like it can go for everything, because I really feel like respect is the most important thing, not even just in a relationship, in life. Because a female, how she carry herself, if you carry yourself in a certain way, he's going to respect you in that form that you carry yourself. You get what I'm saying? So like a female who carry herself, I don't want to say a hoe, but if that's how a guy may look at her in that manner, he's going to come at her like that. You won't see a dude approach a female in a business suit in a certain type of way. He going to approach her different from how he going to approach another female, depending on how she dress, how she act, the way she speak, anything like that. Same goes for a man.
Absolutely.
Or as a woman, you know, respect is key.
Yeah.
That's a big part of everything in life, respect.
Absolutely. And so basically you're saying that you feel like what makes a man respect a woman is the way she presents herself, the way she respects herself ultimately, correct?
Definitely.
And I definitely could see that. So when it comes to a woman not respecting herself, so you feel like a female who, for example, goes out into the world and I guess sees themselves like a quote unquote, like a player. Okay, let's get to that question. Do you feel like there's a such thing as a woman being a player?
I really don't. I really don't even see a such thing as a man being a player. You know, like we all been out there in the world. We done had our run-ins with people. We done been at a young age doing what we want. Even if you doing what you want right now, everybody grown. If you don't have no ties or no relationship status with nobody, you feel me? You grown. You can do what you want. But once you enter a relationship, it's basically like if me and you, we club, we do whatever, and me and you meet each other. Once we get together, it's certain things that I won't do out of respect for you. And if I can't stop those things, that show that I have no respect for you.
Gotcha. You're right about that. You know what I also think, though, it is too, like, with the man having that respect for a woman, but it's also, like, how a woman is also, like you said, presenting herself and things of that nature. Why do you feel like in today's society, why do you feel like it's hard for a lot of men to respect women?
Because women don't respect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. And it's not even, you know, the down talk woman or even talk bad. That's just reality of what it is now. Just think of it as back in the day, a man would have to actually try to visualize what a female looks like underneath her clothes. Now right. We don't have to do it.
That's true. You don't, fans and all that shit.
Right, all that. Like, you don't even have to do it. Like, it's, and then to the point where we have females feel like, okay, well, if he don't have nothing to offer, then I'm not giving him nothing. So then you got men that come at you with, well, basically, how much is it going to cost?
Mm. So then is that the man not respecting himself?
That's not him respecting himself. That's him seeing the female for what she's presenting herself as. Because if a female come off as like, you can't buy me with money, I want to do for him, then it'd be different. Why would a man approach a woman about money if she's clearly showing that she don't care about his money?
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
They're like famous people right now. You don't see famous people, a famous actor, rapper, whatever, going after another famous person with their money. Your funds don't impress them.
Yeah.
They have the same thing. Someone might have a little more than the other, but they have the same thing. Man, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Cardi B and what's called it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What can he do to get her back?
Stop cheating.
And look, she don't want no money, no nothing. She wanted the simplest thing for you to stop cheating. And he couldn't even, just like we say, respect that and stop. But he ain't gonna chase bitches who want the money. That's crazy.
You know, I think there's a lot, and I'm not gonna say a lot, but I'm gonna say there's certain men out here who they have the whole thing. They have the wife, they have the kids, they have a family, they have the money, they have all of that, but they still have this, like, I don't want to say like childlike mentality, but they just have this itch where it's like, I can't let that go. Like, they still want to be out here playing games and like having hoes. Like, what is that getting you? Like, I don't know. Maybe I need it from a male perspective. Like, why would a man?
I'm not going to lie. I can't speak for other men, but in my opinion, with that, and that's like male, female, everybody want to feel wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, as before you get with somebody, if y'all just on the just now dating stage, you know, y'all have that love for each other. It's, I want to be around 24/7. I don't want you with nobody else, but I got to feel. But once you've been with them for a while, you know, things gradually just drift off. And there you will get that attention from other people that you're not getting from your spouse. People get so comfortable that relationships are not even relationships no more. They become a job.
Right. And that's, to me, I'm not going to, like, I kid you not, I feel like in my relationship, like, I really want to go out and in a relationship and in a marriage. I've always said, like, hey, I want to go out on a date at least once a week. I want to have time to like reconnect with my partner, even if it's us not actually, going out physically to a place. Like, babe, set the house up. Like, I don't know. Like, let's do painting in the house. Like, let's go out on a patio or something. Let's go out there and like do something where we are taking the time to reconnect with each other and kind of like fill each other in, like, on our week and how our week went and shit like that, and just have that time between us two. Like, even if you have kids in the picture or if you don't have kids in the picture, like, take that time to be intimate, not just sex, because some people see sex as that's your only form of intimacy when it isn't. Like, take the time between the both of y'all to actually continue exploring each other and getting to know each other. Like, and I feel like something that's important to me is at least once a week. If I can't have that, then no. Because if you can't take one day out of your week, and let's say, for example, you work 6 days out of the week and then you only off one day, and that one day you're so tired, you don't want to do nothing, you don't want to get out of the bed, but like, I can be a little bit more understanding to that, but I'm not going to go 4 weeks out of the month and I'm hearing the same thing every day or every week, week after week after week. I'm tired, babe. I'm tired, babe. I'm tired. No, one of these weeks, two of these weeks, you need to get up. Like, come on now. Because I understand, baby, you tired, but like, come on. We need to have time to reconnect, because them 6 days of the week you working, like, me, I'm the type of person, I ain't gonna lie, I be in my head a lot. I'm an overthinker. Like, that's just, and a lot of people would say most women are like that, da 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 da, whatever. But I be in my head so much. Like, the moment I feel some kind of like disconnect, I'm in my head.
Anybody feel like that? Anytime you get that disconnect or that rejection on something, that's usually always a yes. Yeah, you're gonna think that. Mm-hmm. You're gonna think that. Yeah. But I definitely agree with you on the, you know, at least going out once a week or whatever like that. Like, I'm gonna get personal. When I was with my wife, that's something that I did. I made that a top priority. I didn't care if I was spending my last on that date or whatever. Like, I made sure she was happy. I made sure that we went somewhere. I made sure that, I don't care if it was sipping paint, fucking going to the park. Even if I would just go down to Miami sometime, we'll go to ice cream parlors and grab ice cream, just whatever it is, just to spend that quality time. But once that respect gone, everything else is gone too. So it's like, no matter how much you can give somebody, how much you can please somebody, when there's no respect, it's dead. The relationship is dead. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's nothing you can do to get it back. Nothing. So,
okay, you got a little bit personal. So I want to dive deeper just a little bit, if I can, if I may, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you said you did all those things while you were with your wife. And then once the respect was gone, you kind of was like, well, fuck it. So okay. I want to ask more so on the respect side. Mm-hmm. How did she start disrespecting you? What was the disrespect? What did that look like?
Well,
for example, you can give me an example.
The disrespect was like, okay, if we having a disagreement about something,
mm-hmm.
and even if wherever it's at, whether it's at the house, people house, whatever like that. If one thing about a man, I'm gonna say this, like, one thing about a man, never disrespect your man in front of anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you feeling. I don't care if he may be wrong. Like me, see, I'm the type, even if I'm wrong, like, I can drop my nuts and be like, babe, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when we in front of people, don't dare disrespect me. Because you're showing everybody that you don't respect your man. Mm. Now, who's going to have respect for your man if you don't?
Mm.
What dude really not even going to come try you if you ain't even respecting your man? What he going to do to me? And you over here telling him shut the hell up.
Yeah.
You make a man look low and feel low. So that moment that you do that, baby, you dead if another woman even come his way and show him any ounce of respect. You're dead.
Mm.
Because by you disrespecting me or even showing that in front of another dude, guess what else you do? You'll go fuck off on me.
Yeah. And that also means if you'll do it in front of my face, in front of other people, you're going to do it behind my back also.
There you go. Exactly.
So ladies, I'm gonna say it from my perspective. Ain't no way in hell but to ever. I don't believe in public humiliation. I don't believe in humiliation even in private, but like in public, like ain't no way. You better wait till we get to the house. And I'm so private. Like I don't even like arguing in front of kids. I'd be like, let's go in the room and close the door. Like I don't, but I also just don't like to argue. But if you feel like I was wrong in any kind of way, like I am the type of person, I like to process. I'm an overthinker. So mm-hmm. I like to process shit. So it could be a situation that happened. I'm not going to spaz out right away. Like, I'm going to be like, you know what? Let me dissect this. Like, maybe it was something that I didn't see. I like to take myself out of myself and put myself in another person's shoes. And I like to mm-hmm. be like, you know what? Let me kind of see it from his perspective. Let me see if it was something that I missed. And maybe this is why he's kind of like acting or saying certain shit. So I don't like to go off in the moment. I never do. Even in times like, you know, me and you know, my partner can get into it. And I be like, I'm gonna block you. Or I'm just not gonna talk to you for a day or two. I'm doing that for your sake because I know my mouth. And mm-hmm. I would rather not say anything than to hurt you with my words. I would rather be quiet and be silent and to like read, like, I don't want to say overthink, but just think about, you know what, Ashanti, maybe you, I'm sorry, Sam, maybe, you know, let me look at it from a different perspective, you know? And so then once I'm calm, like, yeah, we can talk about it. And I'm not gonna lie, I've been, you know, a situation where it's like, I don't want you to not talk to me. You not talking to me make it worse. But I'd be like, no, trust me, it's for the better. That's just me though. But I don't know. I'm definitely, you know, working on certain stuff because everybody not cool with everything, which is okay. You know, every partner you get is definitely different from the last or whatever. And some people may not like you to not talk to them all day and kind of ignore them. And some people may be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna let her calm down, you know? So It is different for everybody. One thing I hate about drinking is that it makes me like, it's annoying, but I want to say that from a woman perspective or from my perspective when it comes to respect and with a man, I feel like, and like you said that respect is one of the main things that men look for in a relationship or when dating or in life in general, correct? Because even if it's not your significant other, you want people to respect you when you're out in public. You look for that. You kind of demand that, right? So when it comes to myself and navigating through the world, I've also realized that respect is something that is very important to me. And maybe it's because I'm the oldest, like I'm the oldest sibling, I'm the oldest cousin, I'm the oldest everything. And so I have just always been raised with, you're the oldest always gets respect. And nobody talks to me a certain way. Nobody does. Like, you know, it's just always been that way. Mm-hmm. And even growing up and, you know, having my dad and how he was with me, like, he never raised his voice at me a certain way. He never did certain things or even spoke to me in a certain way. And so having that and then crossing that over to dating, and it was just one situation, I will say that. And dating and coming, you know, from that situation, it was just like, there's no way in hell I could ever accept somebody speaking to me a certain way. Like, you have to respect me in order for me to respect you. Because the moment you start to say certain things or call me certain things like that, I'm never going to respect you, bro. Like, it's never going to work ever. So moving on from that and navigating through that, I realized that respect is one of the main things that I look for when going out and being with another person or whatever like that. And I know that sounds kind of crazy because majority of the time, men look for respect and women look for love, you know, whatever, contrary and all that stuff. But definitely for me, one of the pivotal things is respect. And that's because I spent so long in something that was disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I'm not ever going back to that ever. So yeah, that is definitely something that's very important to me. And I will also say as well, I cannot, and I will not, just because I was raised again, I will not respect a man who does not have a plan. And you can, you know, chime in or say whatever you want, you know, after this. But I feel like if a man doesn't have a plan or doesn't have any kind of like, if he doesn't have any kind of like sense of self, like direction in life, I can't respect that. Like, how can you expect me to be okay with you leading us or me respecting you if you don't have no sense of direction? Because then I'm going to be looking like, well, where are we going?
Right.
Left, right, up, down. Like, what are we doing? You know, and I think that's kind of where the question comes into play. Like, and a lot of women always tend to ask, man, well, what are we? What are we doing? I don't ask what are we? I don't do those things. But I like to know, just because, again, how I was raised. You need to have a plan. A, B, C, D, E, even up to Z. And so that's how I've been, especially being the oldest. It's like, you got to make sure you're on your P's and Q's type shit, right? So when it comes to a man, I need to know. What is it? Like, I see what this is right now, but what's the plan moving forward? Like, what is it? And not even to say like, oh, where do you see us in a year from now? Like, and I'm not even, let's even take like marriage out, because a lot of men are afraid of commitment, right? So let's take out the whole marriage thing and not even saying like, oh, it's going to be I'm looking for that in a day or a week or even a year. But like, I think most men are afraid to answer that question, what are we doing or what the plan is, because they're so like, they hear that and they hear, when are we getting married? And I think that kind of correlates to that. Like, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I just, I don't know. I can't respect a man that doesn't have a plan. And I mean, especially like, okay, you have a, let's say you have a plan for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a plan. You like, okay, this is what I want to do. I just got this job. I started this job and, you know, this is where I want to be in the next 2 years for myself, or the next year. I want to get good into this job and, you know, do this and make said amount of money, right?
Right.
And then I want to do this next. But then when you're with somebody and you're adding another person, where do I fit into that plan? You know? So like, it can't, and I get it.
Now listen to what you just said again. You mm-hmm. said, where do who fit in the plan?
Me.
Right. So now remember, you say you look at it from both point of views.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from a man point of view, man is one thing about a man, when he's by himself, he'll set goals, he'll have things going, getting money, all type of stuff. But when he's in a relationship, he put everything to the side for who?
Mm.
And females expect that. And just like you just said out your mouth, where do I fit in? Forgot all about his plan because you want to know where you fit in.
Mm.
A lot of times men put everything to the side and some men may have that plan. But guess what? A lot of females don't even want to follow along with that plan. A lot of females that have a plan B, escape route, all type of stuff, even though this man may have a plan already. If it's not what she think is okay or was it, she ain't going for it. So a lot of men would detour that plan just to try to make her happy by her into that plan. But we have women that will stick to their plan, and no matter what, they ain't letting nothing detour them from that plan. But if a man was to do it, he's not putting her first. He's not thinking about her the whole time he is.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. And I will say this. I will say, from just the mindset of, if I've asked, right, the question, or if I pose the question and I'm like, hey, you know, what's your plan? Or like, what's the plan? Where do I fit into it? Or whatever be the case. And you say, we just doing the day to day. We just, you know, whatever, right? Like, that's an issue for me, because it's like,
it is an issue.
Say it again.
No, I said that is an issue.
Yeah, that doesn't, to me, it doesn't sound concrete. And at the end of the day, if a man were to be like, you know what, like, I keep almost saying Ashanti. If a man were to be like, Ashanti, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm working on this. We together, and I know this is what I want. And da 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 da. You lay that out to me, I'm gonna fall back. But the moment you're like, I'm just living day to day, and we are doing what we are doing in the moment, and that, like, huh?
What I feel that will fix that problem in a lot of relationships. So, if we just start dating and we both may have our own little set goals, plans, whatever the case may be, this is something that they taught us in school. Short-term goals, long-term goals. If we're together, it should be both of us sitting down, telling each other our plans, our goals, and what we're trying to work on to. Because that right there would decide where this relationship will go.
Going, right. Mm-hmm.
That way, it's no surprises, no upset, no expectations. We already know where it's going. Even if, for example, you wanted to go back to school and I wanted to go pick up a trade or something like that, okay, that's fine. I know you going back to school for this might take 2-3 years, so we can work on that. While I'm just, you feel me, working on me, on what I'm doing on trade school a little bit by little bit. But we're gonna make sure you get that, because that's long term. That takes a while, longer than what it'll take for me. That way we both working on it at the same time. We both being each other backbone. We both giving each other support rather than just being on one person looking towards the other person to make everything happen.
For sure.
A lot of times you may have dudes who never been in that predicament of having a real relationship. So they don't know. They don't know how to lead. They want to be the leader. They don't know how to lead, though. That's like if you remember how we was being in school and the fire drill come?
Yeah.
Everybody want to be in the front line, but we tell them, go ahead. They just looking stupid. They
don't look behind. Look behind everybody else. They don't even
know first. And you got the teacher got to come point out to show them what to do. And that goes to show them you think you know what you're doing, but you don't. Everybody can be taught something every single day.
Yeah. Speaking of the lead, speaking of leading, okay, I hate to say it, but I don't, because I'm just being myself and I'm being real. I can't really respect someone or a man that doesn't know how to lead. I can't fully respect that. Like, let's say, you know, I love you or I care for you or whatever, but I cannot respect a man that does not know how to lead properly, because then it's like, well, what are we waiting for? Just like you said, you know, what a fire alarm and a fire drill. Like, as the man, I should be following you. Or and let me take a step back further, right? I have come to the realization that I am a very traditional woman. And I did a episode about this before where we talked about different types of relationships and things of that nature. But I've come to the realization that I am very traditional. I seek a very traditional relationship. Like, that's just me. Like, I'm a woman. I love for my man to lead and to pretty much like be that protector. And I love to, again, like I've said it so many times, I love to cater and I love to pretty much like nurture a man. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to that, it's like, if you're looking for me to tell you and give you all the answers and tell you, oh, baby, you should do this, you should do that, and you want me to lead, like, I can do that. Don't get me wrong, because, again, when I'm single, I've said it before, when I'm single, I do that effortlessly. But, like, with a man, I'm the type of woman, I don't even want to have to use my brain. I don't want to have to, like, I want to walk across the street and you're leading me and I don't have to worry about a car. Like, I'm so like, I want to be a damsel in distress, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to. I will if I have to, but like, come on, man.
I have to look at it from this point of view too now.
Mm-hmm.
Every female can't be led the same. So you may have a dude who can lead, but maybe a previous woman he was with, the expectations of leading is different from yours.
Yeah.
Because you just got some people, period, with no brain. And sometimes the other person have to thank for that person, do all type of stuff. And, you know, it's like you say, you're traditional. I'm traditional too. I'm not going to lie. But if we want to keep shit 100, when are we going to find traditional in these days? These relationships right now are not even built on a foundation. Built off, I met you in the club, we met on social media. Some of them fucked around and had a baby. Now they stuck together, don't know how to break up with each other. So that just, it's really no foundational ground there.
Yeah. And
because there's no foundational ground, hey, there's no respect. Nobody know what the goals is with each other. You can have 10 couples right here in front of us and ask all 10 of them, write down your partner's favorite color on a piece of paper. It'll be so funny because we know there's going to be a lot of them wrong.
Yep.
Because they know nothing of each other.
And that's exactly why I said once a week, date night, get to like, I feel like we, and maybe it's just, I don't want to say maybe, but I'm the type of person, I am continuously learning and growing and reshaping myself and my mind. So it's kind of like, and then I talk a lot. Like, obviously you can tell I'm on a podcast, but I talk a lot. So like, you're going to always hear me. Not to say that I don't know how to stop, because I definitely do. I do understand. And I've been in situations before where that man get off work, he's tired, he don't want to hear nothing. Like, you walk in the house, he don't want to hear shit. And I learned from that. Like, okay, Ashanti, like, you've been home all day. Even though you had no kind of human interaction or adult interaction type shit, he don't want to come home and talk, because he has had the weight of the world on his shoulders and he just want to come home and relax. And so that was tough for me, but I learned that. And I'm glad that I learned it while I was younger, you know, and now I realize, like, okay, well, every situation is different. Not all men are like that, you know, I've definitely learned that. And I don't know. I just think that you learning or continuously wanting to know about your partner, even if it's not everything, but like, I don't think y'all should do that everything together. Y'all should have different hobbies. Like, and I think it's pretty toxic to be in a relationship. And I was in a situation where basically, like, it was like, okay, well, shit, he didn't want me to do anything or go anywhere. And then it got so bad to the point I was like, well, shit, you ain't going nowhere doing nothing either if I can't. So, yeah. So now it's like, well, shit, we both ain't doing shit unless we doing it with each other. And then we barely did that. So then it was just like, well, shit, what else are we going to get to know about each other? Because we don't do shit, you know? So like, yeah, you have to have hobbies. And in that, I was always like, bro, go do golf or something. Go play tennis. Go do something. Like, damn, I don't know. Go play bass. Go do something. Take a pottery class. Do, like, I don't know.
That's some shit I'm on. Like, I look up that type of stuff, and I be ready to go do anything. Like, even like you say, pottery and shit like that. I might, if I'm with somebody, I'll tell you, like, I'll have that shit booked already. Only thing I just need you to just get dressed. That's it. I'm going to just tell you, make sure ain't nothing on your schedule, and you going to wonder why. Don't worry about that. And we just pop up to some shit like that.
I love that. A man with a plan. A man, an assertive man. I love that. I love when men are assertive and they take action.
That extra time. Even when you said when you was in your relationship, you would come home and dude don't want to hear nothing. Like, no matter what, even if the weight of the world are on my shoulders while I'm at work, I'm still taking into consideration that you're home by yourself, not even talking to nobody. Mm-hmm. So now why can't I be that one person? I'm supposed to be that one person you should be able to talk to. Yeah. So if you want to nag my fucking ear off, why can't I hear you at home when I just sat here and heard everybody in their fucking you're supposed to be the one I love. You're supposed to be the one that I want to be with. Like, there's nothing wrong with giving you that time.
Yeah,
we spend more time at work than we do with our family at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a selfish outlook to me. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, if you can't tell them people at work to shut the fuck up, you don't want to hear that, don't come
home. Right. Right. And I see it like this, right? I see it like, if you at work all the time, and you can respect your job and you can go on a people job and do everything you're supposed to do by the book, but then you get home and you come to me and you can slack off on me, that means you respect your job more than you respect me. Exactly. Your relationship. Like, excuse me?
Exactly.
You think you can't get fired? Exactly. Let me know. Because if you're doing everything on a people job, and you know that you don't want to lose that job because you got to make your money, you got to make ends meet, So that means you're not afraid to lose your, you are afraid to lose your job, but you're not afraid to lose me. Like, how does that make sense?
It's no respect for you. That's somebody who just put you on the back burner, like, yeah, whatever. But if it was respect then, he somebody respect your feelings, they'll know, like, I'm not going to play with them.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to go back to, you said something about people meeting, you know, in a club and this and that, and barely knowing what their partner favorite color is. So when it comes to you meeting someone, let's say you met somebody, y'all at a lounge or something, and y'all get each other number. Let's even say y'all meet up same night type shit. You go over there or she come to you, or y'all meet up mutually.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all end up smashing first day, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is that level of respect? Like, what kind of respect do you have for that woman that you have met her in a club? Or let's say it's not even at a club. Let's say y'all met at happy hour and y'all sat there the whole time at the bar drinking, talking, getting to know each other. Y'all end up going, you know, right across the street to a hotel and y'all end up fucking. What level of respect do you have for that woman after meeting her and fucking her same night?
I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I'm 35 and I'm gonna keep that shit 100. I have never... And I done been to hella clubs, even out of the damn country, hella clubs. I have never fucked a female that I have met at the bar or a club on night one. I've never.
Oh. Okay.
And the reason why is, like, I'm a traditional dude. I think deep. If you're always at this club, And I done had females tell me, oh, I always see you here and this, that. And they try to come on to me, you feel me? Like, but this is how I think. If you always see me here, you're always here.
Oh.
You're willing to fuck me tonight. Well, the other nights that you didn't, who you...
Was fucking, right. Right.
And I see your stories on the book and Instagram shit, and you were fucked up. And I see when you be talking about, damn, you trying to get fucked tonight. Like, I think about things like that. And if you so willing to off yourself like that and project your body to just anybody, nah, I'd rather meet you outside. I'm not saying I won't fuck with you, but I'd rather meet you outside of the club scene, outside of the atmosphere, because I want the real you. I don't want you when you on liquor or whatever the hell you might do. I don't want you on it. I want you in your right state of mind. I want to know it's genuine. Okay. I want to know it's real. So I know what door to walk through.
Mm.
Because when we drunk and we tore, we high, whatever, we all going to walk through the same door. We lit right now.
Yeah.
But when you walk through that door, sometimes you can't turn around and walk back. It might be a doorknob just on one end of it.
Mm. Ooh. I respect that. I'm not going to lie. So... You are traditional, right? But let's say the opportunity, let's say you didn't. Do you have a person, like, a lot of people have celebrity crushes. Do you have one?
I don't. I used to be fucked up about Rihanna, but.
Bro, let's pause. Because every nigga I know say that shit. Same fucking female, like, bitch.
Real, like, I used to be messed up by Rihanna. But when you, no knocking Rihanna, you feel me? Like, I don't have nothing against her or anything like that. It gradually grew off me once I see you for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know her personally, but things that's being said that combines with your actions of even seeing it, like, it's like, that's like, okay, me and you, for example, I got a crush on you and people telling me, like, oh yeah, you know, when she get mad, she burn nigga clothes up and all that shit. Oh. But now when I go to see and do talk to, and they go
posting pictures of you burning. I don't want to deal with that. He might be a nice person, but I don't want to deal with that.
Okay. So let's say back in the whenever you used to have a crush on her, right? The opportunity presented itself, right? You telling me first night, if you would have fucked her and then she asked for contact, your contact information after that. Because let's say it was a good fuck, right?
Now we're on a whole nother level now, Sam. That's a whole...
That's okay, whole... I'm thinking outlandish. I'm thinking outlandish. Fuck it. All right.
That's any a whole nother... Because you know Rihanna getting smashed. You know it. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
This is true. But what's your respect level for that? Let's say, okay, let's take you out. You traditional.
Not at all. Why? Rihanna? Why am I, listen, why am I respecting Rihanna? Who got way more money than me. You can sleep with anybody you want to. Why should I even have that respect for her?
I feel that. So, and even when it comes to okay. From a male perspective, not just yourself.
Okay.
Do you feel like men respect women who give it up so easily? Like in the first day or in the first night or even the first week. Let's say you meet somebody on fucking Saturday and by Wednesday y'all end up fucking. Like, what do you feel like that respect level for that man is to that woman, to that female?
I can honestly say, you know, it's a lot of factors that play in that, because one, it could depend on the dude, because you know, you have a lot of guys with a childish mindset that just don't respect nothing. I'm gonna use myself for example, because I just don't want to say no off the wall shit. So with me, if that were the case and we fucking met on Monday and Wednesday we fucked, it's not to say that I'm going to look at you in a bad way. Like I say, I'm the type, I want to know you. So the sex, that's just, the sex is always a plus in anything. That's a plus, especially when it's somebody you want to have it with. Mm-hmm. The real you is, that's where the respect going to come in at. Because we can have great sex, we can have off the wall sex, but like if you talking to me like I'm a little boy, Yo, 10 just went to a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care nothing about it. Every dude in the world can be chasing you. I don't care. You can have the hips, titties, ass. I don't care. That's why a lot of... I have to say it, but it's facts. That's why a lot of these bad bitches lose their man to the ugly girl.
I was just about to say get cheated on. I feel that.
That's the one who will rub his feet when he get home, have his shit ready, shower, all that, rub his back. She not too pretty to do that, you know. Rub his shoulders. She ain't too grand to do that. Yep, you lost him to that. Because you thought you was too fine and you ain't supposed to even lift a finger. Nigga supposed to do this. Nigga supposed to do that. But you forget about him and his. Mm-hmm. You bring him his peace, you guaranteed to have peace.
I feel that.
If a man got to be the provider and the stronghold of that family, how can he do that if he's not even getting that energy put into him? Oof. A tree not going to grow unless you water it.
Oof.
You just can't sit there and be talking about you need to grow. See how that shit work out. You feel me? It's not gonna happen. But our women, especially our black women, they want us to come on, babe, you got this. You gonna pass that test. They want that from us, but we're not getting the same thing.
Yeah.
And we're not getting that. It's like imagine an ugly female come and say, "You a good father." That just lit a nigga up. Like, damn, my baby mama didn't tell me that.
Right, like she ain't never said no shit like that. She
said nothing like that, and it's all because those simple words.
Yeah,
a guy, you could be married to a man. He might pay all your bills, provide everything, But imagine that square ass dude at your job every time you come in. Hey, how you doing? You look beautiful today. Yeah. Something that your man don't even tell you. Mm-hmm. And then he'll go, you left me for the... It ain't the person. It's what the person doing, the actions, the right. respect factor, the energy.
Right.
Because everybody got their energy when they first meet somebody, but all of a sudden their battery starts draining. But for some odd reason, they can charge that battery for other people. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Damn. You just made me realize something. I love that, though. And that's crazy because I kind of want to talk about, too. And this will be the last thing, unless you want to add something to it. The respect that our Black women and men receive in America, or the lack thereof. And I don't feel like we are protected enough. And either way, I don't feel like our Black men are protected enough, and I don't feel like our Black women are protected enough. And I think that it's gonna take, I don't know what it's gonna take, but I feel like the moment that we start to go within, and again, a lot of people will go outside of, right? A lot of Black men will go outside of race, which is fine. I don't discriminate either. But a lot of men will go outside of their race and step outside of that before, because they tend to give up on a Black woman and be like, oh, she got too much attitude. She got too much mouth. She did, she that, da, 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 da. But not all Black women are like that, right?
Right.
And I just feel like we're not protected enough. And I'm not just going to say that for women. I feel like it's the same way for men. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I mean, look at the shit that's happening in the streets. Like, Black men against Black men fighting each other. And not even just right. that, but like, you know, the white man against the Black man. Like, it's just so much. And it is Black History Month. Shout out to that. But I just don't feel like we're protected enough. And I feel like we need to, the only way for that to change is for us to come together and just have that realization again. Like,
we have to, Blacks are not respected, male or female. I'm going to give you the real reason why we're not respected. Because we don't respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a fight going on in the street, we automatically picking sides and the camera's going up.
Mm-hmm.
If you never see a Pakistani woman downing her fucking man,
mm-hmm.
you never see a Mexican woman, Spanish woman downing her man.
And let me hop on that. You know what happens when that happens, when a Pakistani woman will disrespect her man? The woman in the society coming to beat her ass.
I told a couple people that, and they look at me like I'm crazy, but it's real. It's real deal. Mm-hmm. You can't go to Afghanistan, Asia, China, Japan. You can't go to none of all of these countries and show that type of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what may be going on at home, and I'm not saying everything is right, the respect never wavers, bro. It's always there.
Yeah.
Even down to a white woman. You may have a white woman who just get treated like shit at home, but she stick by him. Black men need to do better and respect the Black woman. That's something that I definitely can agree on. Like, we take what we've been through with somebody else and we automatically charge it on somebody else's account. And we need to stop doing that.
Yep.
We definitely have to stop doing that. If a Black couple break up, you cannot tell me to this day why we just can't say, you know what? It just didn't work. I wish you the best. We the only ones that can't do that. As soon as we break up, oh, bitch, right on social media. So glad I'm done with this nigga.
He ain't shit. He wasn't shit the whole time. His dick was small, this and that. Girl, you weren't saying that the whole time.
It be crazy. You don't see no Spanish people online doing that. You don't see no white people online. We the only ones who do that. And that's why nobody respect us.
Degrade each other, yeah.
Nobody respect us. Bitch be arguing at a gas pump, ready to fight. In the mall, ready to fight. At the church, ready to fight. Who gonna respect? Why should they respect? They wanna respect ourselves.
Yeah.
We wanna respect ourselves.
Yeah. I definitely feel like Black love is so powerful, and I despise the fact that it's not shown enough on social media. And just, I'm not gonna get too deep into it, but you know, I just feel like we gotta come together, man. Like, we have to let our walls down from, I feel like the first time, and a lot of people say on social media that I've seen so far, that a man only loves once in his life. And I can see that in the sense of, once you love that first person and that person break your heart, you will never love the same way again. Like, yeah, you may find another person, you may, you know, fall in love with another person, but you are never going to give all of your love to that next person, because then you're going to be scared. You're going to have a guard up.
He will. A man will. A man loves twice.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Break it down.
That first time, that's going to be his true love. Like, a lot of women don't see that. When that man give that soft side of him, they see a wimp. They see a carpet to step on, not realizing that this man's submitting to you.
Mm.
If a lot of women realize when you submit to your man, he will submit to you because you're giving him everything that he needs. You're giving him what he wants. But when you coming to him with that same aggression, that manliness, he don't want that. You got to be the soft spot.
Yeah.
If he coming to you in that way, you won. You a man, do whatever you want, but if when a woman submit, you won. He not a woman run a relationship not even realizing it.
Yeah.
Right now, if me and you in a relationship, Sarah, I don't care what, I might be like, you might be like, you want to go out and eat. I might ask you where you want to go. The ball on your court.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to go, we can go. You respect me, guess what? I don't have the argument at home. We don't have the fight and none of that. So you gonna get the gifts, all that shit. But when you arguing at home, who thinking about that? Who thinking about taking somebody out to eat?
Mm-hmm. You
crazy. I don't even want to come home. I don't want to come home. But when a man got that first love, he giving his all to her.
Yeah.
Now that second one comes in play. See, that second one, I'm going to tell you, that first one is important, but that second love is the most important.
Mm.
Because that second one is the one that broke them walls down from him thinking every bitch the same.
Mm.
So when he get with her and she play, oh, you're dead. he might never come back.
Yikes.
He might never come back. He might never come back. Women, they have that first real love. That's why females give so many chances.
Yeah,
they believe in it so much. You get what I'm saying? But then you got squaz niggas that take advantage of it. Squaz mm-hmm. niggas don't see a real woman with one in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a woman that sit here, if they funds low, she'll help him out, put money in his pocket. Instead of him seeing a real ass woman, he see a bitch who's sweet, and he wrong.
Yeah,
he wrong. If a female constantly, these niggas don't think, if a female constantly, even she give you $100 every week for you to re-up or do whatever you need to, nigga, that's a female that invests in your business.
Mm.
She ain't give you $100 because she's sweet. She give you $100 because she think you can do something with it. She believe in you. And instead of you showing her you can do something with it, you fumble every time. Now you get a bitch who won't even give you $3, you mad. Mm-hmm.
looking for you to give her that $100 every day.
You $100.
Right, right. Now your pocket's low, nigga. Fuck. Like, ugh.
And the one who won't even give him $3, he got to look at it from her point of view, too, as a woman. What if she was giving a nigga hundreds of dollars and he wasn't doing nothing with it?
Yeah.
So you got to prove to her that you can be the man that she need in her life. You got to step up.
Yeah. And that's just the thing about, like, relationships. Like, once you enter that new relationship, man, all that shit that you had in the past, let that go.
Let it go.
Let it go, because you are not dating the same person. This is not the same man that you was dating back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I put all that past trauma and hurt on this new man, because then you're going to fuck up what you got in front of you, not even realizing. Like, damn, I thought you was going to be the same. Like, no. You got to let that go. Men, too. Like, men have to let that go, too.
Definitely both.
Man, both. It's crazy, but... it's time for the drink of the day, and guess what, y'all? I don't have one. I'm kidding. I do, but I don't. So I'm just gonna go ahead and
drunk.
Look, I'm a little tipsy, but I'm a little bit tipsy. I'm going to just talk about one of the drinks that I recently made on my TikTok, and I put it out. It was a mango pina colada. So good. I actually would have made it tonight, but we kind of got it late. It was so good. Like, I made it a couple times, and, you know, again, I love me a sweet drink. So I basically made that with a mango pineapple vodka. And I added, like, coconut syrup and, like, the pina colada, like, the, what is it called? Damn. It's like a little, it's like a syrup thing, like a pina colada syrup. And I put that with some ice in a blender, and I blended it. And, so good. Too good. Anyway, y'all can find that on my TikTok at Samuel K or Instagram or Facebook. The video is on there, and it shows you everything I use. It's very simple. It's like a simple mango pina colada. Very simple. I didn't add too much, you know. But anyway, that's today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. Again, like, I'm going to have these, like, try to have these every Friday. Definitely, like I said, I have been revamping, so... See y'all again next Friday. Yeah, have a good rest of y'all weekend and all of that. And again, y'all can find me Sam Love or Sammy Love K on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook. Cool, where can they find you at?
Coolie Cool on Instagram, Coolie Cool on Facebook, or Coolie Applying Pressure on Facebook.
Okay. All right, y'all. Bye.